Great Reset Watch, How to Protect Your Money in a Cashless Society. By Brownstone Research, sponsored, on July 20, 2021. The following content is sponsored by Brownstone Research. As the world's economy emerges from the crisis caused by the pandemic, global elites have called for a great reset. One aspect of this globalist reset is a move to transition us into a cashless society. Brownstone Research founder Jeff Brown spoke with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe about what is motivating this latest push and how Brownstone Research's personalized Great Reset Protection Plan gives ordinary investors the tools to survive and thrive in this cashless future. If governments around the world could completely remove coins and paper currencies from the markets today, they absolutely would, Brown said. And the motivation is really simple. Most of the cash transactions that take place governments can't see. They can't track. They have to trust that a business is going to pay taxes on those transactions. They have to trust that somebody that might sell their car in cash is going to report the sale and pay tax on that transaction. But so many of these transactions go unreported. And so there is a very material motivation for governments to be able to see, analyze, track, and tax every transaction. The pandemic became a catalyst for contactless transactions, as businesses increased the use of phone apps and direct credit card payments in order to limit physical interactions. There was a major push to make these things not only simple to use, but also in many cases required to use, Brown explained. However, this is just the very first step in the Great Reset's cashless society, he said. The next step is to move to a digital version of the US dollar. Some people have referred to this as something like the Fed coin, where we use technologies, specifically blockchain technology, to create a digital version of the US dollar. The government, and the IRS in particular, is deeply motivated to create a Great Reset cashless economy because such a system lets government officials track every single transaction, see how every dollar is spent, then tax every single transaction, Brown explained. It is an ultimate ability for a government to have centralized control over its monetary policy, how it's distributed and how it's taxed, he added. So, obviously, people should be investing accordingly. And you have a lot of recommendations at jeffbrownreset.com, Marlowe noted. Marlowe asked Brown to explain why he recommends investing in Bitcoin and the blockchain technology that powers cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin as a way to hedge against the Great Reset. I first recommended Bitcoin back in 2015, Brown said. People that followed my advice back then could buy Bitcoin at $240. And recently, it was trading at more than $64,000. That's more than a 26,000% return on investment. Brown sees Bitcoin as a currency whose value can't be diluted by any government's inflationary policies. What I liked about Bitcoin back then, and what I still like about it now, is that the monetary policy can't be abused, he said. It's literally written into the code. It is a mathematical formula. There can only ever be 21 million bitcoins ever produced. So we have a limited supply. And the monetary policy simply made sense to me, as did the technology as a store of value. Digital assets like Bitcoin and other blockchain projects have become important vehicles for investment, Brown explained. I tend to focus a lot on these disruptive companies that are positioning for what I believe will be an ultimate shift towards these digital processes and a much more digital way of life, which enables things to happen faster, less expensive, and in many cases a lot better than the way that we do things today, he said. Marlowe noted that some people are worried that they missed the Bitcoin and crypto gold rush. But Brown said that the growth of cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology is only just beginning. We are in still very early days of what I call the third generation of the internet, he said. Blockchain technology to me is literally the rebuilding, the reconstructing, the invention of the next generation of the internet. Brown explained that the first generation of the internet was typified by the decentralized large mainframe computers of the late 1970s and early 1980s that were scattered around the world with slow and limited links to one another. This was the era before the laptop and the home computer. No one party was in control of this highly decentralized first generation of the internet. But that all changed with the second generation of the internet, which saw a rapid shift towards monetization and centralized controls, Brown said. Soon companies like Amazon, Google, and Facebook gained an immense amount of power and influence over how the internet works. And they're the primary beneficiary. Companies like Facebook and Google in particular made fortunes by surveilling us, by collecting our data without our knowledge and selling it to advertisers, he said. However, the third generation of the internet, driven by blockchain technology, is set to reverse these centralized controls. The third generation of the internet is largely centered around blockchain technology and decentralizing the internet again, taking the power away from these companies that have been the primary beneficiaries over the years, Brown said. Brown believes it is not too late for ordinary investors to protect themselves from the Great Reset's disruptions and benefit from this blockchain-powered digital future by using tools like Brownstone Research's Great Reset Protection Plan. I can assure you that we are really just in the first couple innings right now. We're just getting started, he said. All of those huge building blocks, these monopolistic companies, technology companies, are in the process over a multi-year breakdown. As blockchain technology is designed and applications are designed to essentially replace the products and services that we're using today, Brown explained. He believes we are in for a decade-long bull run for digital assets. It's one of the things I'm most excited about at Brownstone Research, Brown said. Sign up for Jeff Brown's Great Reset Protection Plan here. Learn more at jeffbrownreset.com.